Hey everybody, welcome to the Mark Parham Podcast. You can follow me online by typing in Mark Parham Podcast on Spotify, and then on YouTube and Rumble, you can type in Mark Parham and I should pop up. So I have a question. I've been looking at all of the stuff on television. I think they're talking about what's going on with in Arizona with this abortion ban. It's they're saying that this could be a issue that really energizes the Democrats to go out and vote and maybe turn the state of Arizona blue. And, you know, the question I have for anybody listening to this is, do you support an abortion ban like the one they have in Arizona? Like, do you support what's going on in Arizona? And then also, they have been playing, like, on television, some audio clips of Carrie Lake. 1 minute she was supporting the abortion ban, and then, or supporting banning abortion in Arizona. And then the next minute, it seemed like she was, you know, she's trying to distance herself from what's going on with this situation right now, with this abortion ban. And so it's just very interesting to see Republicans, some Republicans, flip-flop. You know, ones that have come out and said, oh, we need to ban abortion and all this other stuff. So now they're sitting up and they're looking at the polls and they're looking at, you know, the importance of this issue. And now all of a sudden, it seems like they're flip-flopping. And so, you know, what are your thoughts on this situation? Should we should it become something where states get to decide, you know, whether they want to ban abortion or not, or should it be decided, you know, like it's always been, you know, decided? And so that's just my question. And then also, I was thinking about Trump's vice president. Like, who should be Donald Trump's vice president? You know, some people have floated the names like Carrie Lake and Tim Scott, but who do you think should actually be the vice president with Donald Trump? Should he get a total outsider? I mean, I've even seen online where some people have said folks like Tucker Carlson. Should he get somebody that's a real outsider when it comes to, you know, Washington, D.C. politics? Should he get a person who's in the media? Like, what should he do? Because his pick for vice president is going to be really important. And I'm thinking, who knows, maybe it'll be a female, because they'll probably end up getting a female because they need somebody who can go back and forth with Carrie Lake on certain issues. So it'll probably be a conservative female, somebody that has got leadership experience, maybe a governor or something. But the vice president pick for Donald Trump is going to be very important. I mean, Trump can hold his own. Trump is the type of person where he's got a lot of name recognition. People know him. Trump can hold his own. But they're going to need somebody in there that can, you know, go back and forth with Kamala Harris when it comes to not just issues with the country, but issues when it comes to maybe being a female or minority. You know how things are. So that's just my take. I think that Trump is going to end up getting a female. Trump is going to choose a female vice president, somebody who has a lot of experience and somebody that can hold their own in a debate, because the thing about it, you don't want a guy up there. I know, you know, how people might feel about this. I mean, some people look at it and say, oh, Kamala Harris has done such a bad job that it won't even matter who, you know, goes up there to debate her. This will be an easy victory. But you don't want a guy up there. And when they bring up issues like abortion and, you know, health care and things like that, like, you don't want somebody to say, oh, well, you don't understand it from a female's perspective. I mean, so that's just my take. I think that Donald Trump's going to choose a female. And I think it's, I really think that's the direction he's going in. He hasn't made any comments about who he's going to choose, but I think that's really going to be, you know, something that he's thinking about. And I think that even with this election, Donald Trump doesn't win this election, I think America is really going to be on a huge decline. We already see how things are going right now. So can you imagine another 4 years of somebody like Joe Biden and Kamala Harris running the country, illegal immigrants? I mean, with them in power, the immigration situation will be, you'll have, you know, tens of millions of illegal immigrants, you know, coming through the border probably every year. If you know, so I just don't see how Americans are going to support somebody like Joe Biden again, especially with inflation and the economy. And even though they keep on releasing stories and saying, oh, things are recovering. But I mean, you know, proof is in the pudding. Even people who have money are talking about, you know, they've had to cut back or stop hiring people. So I think, again, Donald Trump and who he chooses to be vice president is going to be very important. He has star power, but he's also going to need somebody to carry the load and maybe bring in some minority voters, maybe bring in some people that are women. It's definitely whoever he chooses next is going to be very important. And I don't think he's going to choose someone like Mike Pence again. I mean, I just don't see it in this election. So in the comment section, let me know how you feel. Also, like this video. Please subscribe. Follow me. Thank you.